earth, sky.
That global environment, that global competitiveness, makes it very important that the United States continue to develop that strong core of science, technology, engineering, and math education so that we have a globally competitive workforce that can work on these problems of the future.
You're listening to Dr. Ray Johnson, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Lockheed Martin Corporation, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Johnson talked with us about the critical role of science in the world today and about the inaugural USA Science and Engineering Festival, which his company is helping to sponsor in October 2010 on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It's expected to draw over 1 million visitors. Ray Johnson spoke more with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Johnson, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
First off, why should people celebrate science?
Science has been a cornerstone of our society. Science and engineering has been a strong economic driver for us. There is a global competitiveness that's going on right now, and for the United States to maintain our competitive economic position, science and technology are growing in importance.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What first inspired you to study science and engineering?
I've always had a love for math and science. Engineering allows you to make things. It allows you to make a difference. And I think the best analogy is a sports analogy. You may remember Wide World of Sports had a story on the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I think today's young people, when exposed to engineering especially, but the science and math that underpins it, can actually experience that same kind of thrill of victory through solving difficult problems and making a difference to the world.
What's something that you want to say to a young person listening now who is thinking about a career path in science?
I would say that science and engineering allows you to work on creating the future. If you think about the things we're doing inside our corporation, we're building the only two fifth-generation fighter aircraft. We're sending spacecraft to Mars to explore the planet and discover water. We're working in advanced technology areas like nanotechnology. And we're also working on some of the most challenging problems for the Earth today, including energy and climate change.
Looking ahead to the future of science research and development, probably something that that young people who are listening now might actually be doing in a few years, perhaps. What are some areas where you see the greatest challenge and opportunities?
Well, engineers of the future are going to develop clean and renewable energy sources. This is a problem that that we face today. They're going to continue to battle international terrorism. They're going to continue to create new technologies to make our lives better.
I'd like your thoughts on how the security of our nation, the United States, is connected to young people who decide to major and pursue careers in science and engineering.
In the past, certainly during the period of the Cold War, our national security was tied to military security. And I think going forward, certainly over the last few years, we understand that military security is vital to the nation, but also our economic security is important. And when we look at the global environment, what we see today is the United States has always been the land of opportunity. Our educational system was best in the world, and people used to come to the United States to get that advanced education, and oftentimes they would stay here for the economic opportunities. Those economic opportunities were greater here in the United States than they were elsewhere. Today, a student who graduates from Seoul National University and then comes to the United States to Stanford, for example, or MIT to get an advanced degree, now has an option of going back to Korea and working at Samsung or Hyundai or other such global companies that give them economic opportunities that are as great or greater than they are here. And that global environment, that global competitiveness, makes it very important that the United States continue to develop that strong core of science, technology, engineering, and math education so that we have a globally competitive workforce that can work on these problems of the future that I talked about.
Is there a lack right now of young people going into science and engineering?
A congressional report a few years ago found that the U.S. leadership is beginning to erode in many of the areas of science. And inside the corporation, we actually view this as nothing short of a crisis. In the words of the U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, these fields are essential to our nation's prosperity, security, health, and quality of life. And we share this concern inside the corporation. As I mentioned, the national security environment is more than just military security. It's also economic security. It's that competitiveness globally. It's the ability to train a workforce that can work in the areas of energy and climate change, affordable health care, cybersecurity, some of the big challenges that we see for the world today. And the exciting opportunities that are being created in these fields. You mentioned before some of the changes that are taking place, some of the areas that I think are going to be interesting areas to work in the future. Certainly, information technology will continue to be a strong driver of using science and technology, skilled people. Information technology as it relates to genomics and proteomics and the associated effect on healthcare is going to be very dramatic over the next few years. Material science, some of the developments not just in nanotechnology but also in metamaterials and other areas are going to completely change the way materials enable new properties and therefore new capabilities in nearly everything around us.
Now, I'd like to talk about the rest of us here who are not scientists, but who are interested in science, and talk a little bit about the USA Science and Engineering Festival.
One of the things that we note about interest in science and technology is that that decision to go into those fields occurs early in a person's life, in the grade school years. And so the goal of the USA Science and Engineering Festival is to enable young students to be exposed to hands-on opportunities in science, for them to really see what it's like, to get the feel of it. And we are the very proud host sponsor to the USA Science and Engineering Festival. And that festival will be the largest such festival ever held in the United States. We expect more than 1 million visitors over the period from the 10th through the 24th of October. On the 23rd and 24th of October, there'll be hundreds of exhibits on the National Mall in Washington. And that opportunity to witness the science and engineering and kind of take it away from the textbook and the theoretical and into the practical, into the hands-on, enabling the students to really feel and witness that thrill of victory that I talked about, that's what the festival is about.
You've been listening to Ray Johnson, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Lockheed Martin. Our thanks today to the USA Science and Engineering Festival, October 23rd to 24th, on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.